number 60. Harrison. Number 60. How I love the great Redeemer, who is doing so much for me. With what joy I tell the story of the love that makes men free. Hey, my earthly life is ended.
I will sing songs
above, then beside the crystal sea. Praising Jesus and His love. Now He is everything to me. Everything will always be. I will never cease to ring a song of gladness in His praise. Here and in the world above, my soul shall sing, save and love, a life and light, and joy is He. The precious friend who died for me. Now He is everything to me, He is everything to me. Everything always be. I will never cease to raise a song of gladness in His praise. Here and in the world above, soul shall sing, saving love. Now life and light, and joy is He. The precious friend who died for me. Now He is everything to me. He is everything to me. Everything always be. I will never cease to raise a song of gladness in His praise. Here and in the world above, my soul shall sing of saving love, and life and light, and joy is He. The precious friend who died for me.
And there is indeed a precious friend that died for us upon the blood-drenched slopes of Calvary. The inspired writer said, now faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The writer said, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. It is written, the just shall live by faith. It is written, we shall walk by faith and not by sight. It is written, without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. It's written that faith moves mountains. It's written that faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Whatever you do, don't lose your faith. Is that all right? You pray that your faith doesn't fail. It's all right to get your education, but don't let your education get in the way of your faith. It's all right to have diverse life experiences, but don't let your experiences get in the way of your faith. Amen. Amen? And it's written, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your soul. How many want to go to heaven this morning? Amen. Well, the goal and the objective of faith is heaven. Amen? It's good to see many in the audience today, and we're particularly happy to see Mr. Brian May. Amen. And we hope we can see him on a regular basis. You have not because you ask not. Praise God. If you have your Bible this morning, I want to share a very special message with you that I am convinced will bless you. Y'all all right?
Amen.
1 John chapter 4 is the place. I want to read verses 18 and 19. 1 John chapter 4. Now, don't you look for John in the Old Testament now. Amen. 1 John chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. You have that, say amen. Amen. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Verse 19, we love him because he first loved us. I'll read it again. Would you say it with me? We love him. Let's say it again. We love him. Because he first loved us. This morning, using that text, I got a very simple subject. And that subject this morning is one word. And that one word is because. That's what I want to talk about this morning. Because. Amen. Amen. Because. When I think about the grammar of because. Because is a part of speech called a conjunction. And that means that it is a word that joins words together. It is a linking word. It links phrases and clauses and sentences and words together. Now, when I think about the origin of because around the 14th century in England, as that word, the etymology of that word evolved, if I could use that terminology, it first came to mean by cause, B-Y-C-A-U-S-E, by cause. And as the word progressed and was streamlined and modernized, it began to be called because. Now, of course, conjunctions can be coordinating, such as and, but, or. They can be subordinating, such as when, because, and though. And they can be correlative, such as and is. But I want to talk about the subordinating conjunction, because can mean on the account or the basis of what I'm saying. Because could mean taking into account all that follows. And because could be the reason and the cause of why I do something or do not do it. You see, everybody got some becauses in your life. You ain't just got some causes, you got some becauses. Amen? And you got to be very careful that you don't let your because come from the devil. And if you ain't very careful, the devil's cause will become your because. So it's very important that you allow God's cause to be your because. Y'all understanding this?
Amen.
Amen. Because everybody got a because. I came to church this morning because. Some folks ain't here this morning because. I'm going on because. I'm keeping on because. I'm fighting on because. I'm pressing on because. I'm getting better because. I'm getting worse because. And if you're on your way to hell this morning, preach, Moss. You got a because. And I hope this morning, if you're on your way to hell, you'll have a because in your life that will make you leave sin and come to Christ before it's too late. Because you got a because why you don't come to church. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. You got a because. Well, why you one day? I don't know. Oh, now you do know. You've got a because. Amen. If you've fallen away from the church, it happened for a reason. Well, I used to go down there. I used to be excited, but well, why you ain't excited now? Because. I used to be a cheerful giver, but I ain't a giver now. Why? Well, because everybody's got a because. Yeah, you used to date such and such, but you quit dating him. How come? Because. Amen. You used to drive a Cadillac, now you're driving a Volkswagen. Why is that? Because. You used to wear Wrangler's jeans, now you're wearing Armani suits. Why is that? Because. I used to wear penny loafers, now I'm wearing gaiters. How come? Because I can't afford them. I'm telling you, everybody has got some becauses. And I'm telling you, don't allow the devil's cause to become your because. You see, everything we do, we got a reason. But the girl said, I sing because I'm happy. Can you say amen this morning?
Amen.
Did you sing this morning because you happy?
Amen.
I sing because I'm free. I'm telling you, everybody has a because. Oh, yeah. I used to like him, but well, why not? Because I ain't gonna tell you. I'm telling you, everybody has a because. Now let me give you two things to think about as this lesson develops. Number one, let's talk about number one. Don't let the devil's cause become your because. How many can believe that the devil give us reasons we do things?
Amen.
The second idea is letting God's cause become your because. Now let's think about some ways in which the devil's cause can become our because. You're taking notes. Number one, when I refuse to glorify God as God, it's because the devil's cause has become my because. Romans chapter 1 verse 21 says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their senseless or foolish hearts were darkened. Yes, the heavens are declaring the glory of God. You cannot look up without seeing the glory of God. The firmament is showing his handiwork, but yet there are still some people in this world who will not glorify God as God.
Amen.
And they're saying, some are even saying there is no God. And yes, according to Psalms chapter 8, David said, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. When I consider the work of thy finger, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him? And I'm still saying there are some people who live like there is no God. We are to render unto Caesar. Why is it I can get up out of bed 5 days a week early?
Amen.
Come Sunday morning, I can't get up. I'm telling you, it's a because behind it. Is that all right? We got to find out where that because is. When I refuse to give God, and I'm going to tell you this morning, it was God who woke you up. It was God, whether you recognize it or not, it's God who put food on your table. God put clothes on your back. God put shoes on your feet. And the joy and the happiness that you have in your life, it comes from God. And I'm telling you, when I'm in this world, I'm to let my light so shine before men that I may glorify. And the only reason I don't glorify God is because the devil's cause has become my because. the reasons why I won't come to church like I ought. What that girl said, Toni Braxton said, love. That's what I thought y'all knew. Why you come home and bring all your money home? Because that's what love will make you do. Is that all right? But let me move a little further, and it gets a little deeper. When the devil's cause becomes our because, we will deprive ourselves of blessings and benefits you shoulda and coulda had. Amen. You turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 13, verses 53 through 58. Jesus Christ, the master teacher, had just finished a parabolic presentation, and he was an astounding teacher. And then he decided he'd come home to his own country, Brother West. And he taught in the synagogue. And his countrymen, you know, the folks who know you. Oh, yeah, that's just Brother Rutledge. We know him. Is that right? Well, he taught an astounding message in the synagogue, and they begin to ask, whence has this man this wisdom, and how does he work these great miracles? Yeah. And then they begin to look at his pedigree, who his daddy was, who his mama was. His brothers, James and Joseph and Judas. And we know all his sisters. Yes, sir. And they said that when that happened, they became offended. Don't you know sometimes if you succeed, you offend people? You do good in life, you offend. But you drive a nice car, some people get mad at you for driving it. Is that all right? Oh, Lord, let him have a 17-car accident. Is that all right? Some people get offended because you're doing well. And instead of looking at the presentation, instead of looking at the miracle, instead of looking at the presentation, they began to talk about his parents. And then the Bible says in about verse 58, and because of their attitude of unbelief, he could not work a great or mighty work there. I'm saying God sometimes looks at us and see we don't believe, and there are some blessings he had in store for us. There were some blessings on or coming to our houses, but God denied those blessings because the devil's cause has become our because. And then Brother White read so beautifully. There are some people are not going to make it to the promised land. Do y'all know we're on our way to the promised land? Amen. We're on our way to a heavenly promised land. But some people are not going to make it. Amen. Let's keep it real. Amen. Because the devil's cause has become their because. God led them out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And God said, "This I was grieved with this generation. They saw my miracles 40 years. And I swore in my wrath, they will not enter into my rest." That's what the Lord said. And he said, and you see that many of them could not enter in because of unbelief. There are some folks not going to make it to heaven because of unbelief. Is it that people can't believe the Bible? Is it that people can't believe the gospel? Or is it that they won't believe it? Not that they can't believe it, but they won't be. How many believe the promises? I am suggesting to you, don't merely sit on the property, stand on the promises. Don't just have a seat on the premises, you ought to stand on the promises. And he said they couldn't enter in because of unbelief. Why don't you believe the Bible? Why don't you take the Bible more seriously? I'll tell you why. Because the devil's cause has become your because. Hello? Can I go a little further? How many ever had a hard time? How many going through a hard time right now? Let me make sure I put this announcement over here before I be in trouble with Tracy. And I don't want to be in trouble with her. Is that all right? Amen. Amen. Go ahead and put it in. All right. Thank you. Now, how many going through a hard time? Some people, when they go through a hard time, decide to give up. And whenever you're going through a hard time and you decide to give up, it's because the devil's cause has become your because. In the song, Somewhere to Lay My Head, the singer says, Job's wife came running to him one day. She had the devil all in her eyes. She said, Job, you've been sick so long. Why don't you curse your God and die? Well, the record says that Satan smote Job with boils. That's running, putrefying sores. From the sole of his feet to the crown. And Job sat down, Brother Wyatt, in ashes and took a potsherd. A potsherd is baked pottery. And he began to scrape those sores. And his wife came to him and said to him, do you still maintain your integrity? Why you holding on, Joe? Won't you that? It ain't worth it. Curse God and die, Joe. You know why she said that? Because the devil's cause. Why did she say that? Because the devil's cause had become her because. Some people going through stuff. I know the rain can descend. Yes, sir. I know the wind can blow. I know sweeping, swirling flood waters can rise. But when you're going through it in the midst of my trials, Lord, give me a song. Is that all right? There are some people going through something and they forget about it in the midst. Whether you're in a storm, going in a storm, or coming out of a storm, they forget about a man who can say to the storm, peace, be still. He can say hush to the storm. Whenever you feel like everything just going wrong. It's just so much wrong in my life. Ain't no sense in me going to church. That's because the devil's cause has become your because. That's when you ought to be here on the front row. Huh? Asking somebody to pray for you. Is that right? Because I'm up against it. And I'm going through it. Y'all got your seatbelts on? Let me go a little higher. Can I go a little higher? When you are lukewarm, not cold or hot, it's because the devil's cause has become your because. Amen. Jesus said, I know your works. The amen said, I know your works. You're neither cold or you ain't hot. But you're lukewarm. And I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. How many on fire for Jesus? Are kind of laid back. Well, I ain't feeling it this morning. I'm sure some morning you wake up, you ain't feeling it when it's time to go to work. But you gonna handle your business. Is that all right? But when I wake up on Sunday morning, it looked like this morning, Sister Smith, when I woke up, I was so sleepy. Ooh, woo, I was sleepy. Amen. I probably should have turned that TV off. Watching Unsung and Hibby D and Arrested Development. Y'all better come on talk to me. That's why I couldn't wake up this morning. Is that all right? But I know I had to be in the house of God. But you mess around with the devil, he'll allow his cause to become your because. Why ain't I more fired up of the church? Why ain't I more excited about the church? I know grammatically that's not correct, but that's good preaching. You say you're lukewarm. Slowful. When it comes down to God, I give him the leftovers. But don't we serve a great God? Don't we serve a great king? Don't we serve the King of kings and the Lord of lords? Shouldn't I give him the best of my service? I'm trying to win Jameis Winston from Hewittown. Alabama's on the map. Alabama in the house. That boy talking about Bessemer Tigers up there in New York yesterday. I said, ain't that something? How God, he talked about, it was times in his life when they didn't have food. His daddy didn't even have a job. I was listening to that. So your God, you see, God can take you from Bessemer to New York. God can take you from Birmingham to Pasadena, California. And I'm telling you, where God can take you, if you stop letting the devil's cause be your because. Is that all right? You got to, everybody's got a cause. And I got to admit, some stuff I don't want to do, I'm just tired.
Yeah, I hear you, preacher.
Y'all better come on, talk to me.
Talk to me, preacher.
You know that mountain seem high when you tired? Huh? I sometimes wonder how in the world did I ever make it without a remote control.
Amen.
Praise God. I'll spend 30 minutes trying to find a remote, Sister Johnson. But there was a time back in the day you had to get up and change the channel. Now you done got so now you can't change the channel. You got to. Amen. Let me tell you this and I'm going to quit. Second idea, when God's cause becomes your because. Emerson said, here's what Emerson said, a powerful quote. He said that weak men and shallow men look for luck, but strong and wise men understand cause and effect. Jerry Harris didn't get where he is in life by luck. Angeline Sperling didn't get where she got in life by luck. Claudia Womack Scott. Excuse me. William Scott. I get it right. Didn't get where I gonna make her a Womack. Praise God. She didn't get where she wanted to get by luck. Sister Blanson didn't get where she is in life. By luck. Amen. But by cause and effect. God is a God of order. God is not the author of confusion. But he's a God of cause and effect. God is a God that gives discipline to your life. And the more I live, the more I understand discipline is one of the most important ingredients you can have in your life. You got to have that. You got to. You can't live the Christian life without it. You got to have something in you that makes you do what you need to do, whether you feel like it or not. Y'all ain't gonna thank you, Sister Sperling. Y'all ain't gonna say amen on that, huh? But it's real.
Yes, sir.
Another writer said that fish see the bait, but not the hook. Men see the profit, but not the bait. Did y'all get that? I'm telling you, we live in a world of cause and effect. Now, let's look at it. We love him because he what? First, loved us. Let me ask you. Let me ask the couples today. How many of y'all fell in love at the same time? Anybody? Nobody? Y'all fell in love with Jay raising his hand. You and Cookie fell in love at the same time? I got to come talk to you, Jay. Man, how you do that? You had the right stuff, didn't you? Jay, you a bad man. It was obvious. Take it back. She fell in love with you first.
No, she had the right stuff.
Oh, she had the right. Go ahead, Jay. Boy, man, you getting some brownie points today. Boy, you might get a brownie with some icing on the top of it. Praise God. But what I'm trying to tell you that normally, brother, why come on up here and help me, Doc? I'm trying to close this thing out. 1 John 4:19. Let's look at everybody. Turn your Bible to 1 John 4:19. 1 John 4:19. Let's look at this because.
We love him.
We love him.
Because.
Because.
He first loved
he
us.
He first loved us. I didn't love Jesus before he loved me. Amen. Amen. But I love him. How many can say I love the Lord?
Amen.
I love the Lord because the Lord first love me. God so loved the world that he gave. You can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. Is that all right? God so loved the world, he gave his only, Lord, his only, great God Almighty, that he gave his only begotten son. That'll make you love him. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Paul writes in Romans chapter 5 about verse 8 that God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners. You mean to tell me that doesn't affect you? While you were yet a sinner, Christ did what? He died for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 to 4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you. For I delivered unto you first of all how that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. He was buried. He rose again the third day for our justification according to the scripture. I love him because it's cause and effect. Because he first listened to a man who hated him. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me, Brother Wise. And he gave himself. That's why I love him. That's why God's cause ought to be my because. Sister Smith, I know you love the Lord. Why you love him? She love him because the Lord first loved her. Is that right? Amen. Better relative, I know you love the Lord, but you love him because he first. You want to know how you love him? Here's how you love the Lord. You love him with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. Is that right? If you really love him, you'll keep his commandments. Can you say, I really love the Lord. I really love the Lord. Well, you don't know what he's done for me. Gotta thank you, Jesus gave me the victory. I love him, I love him, I really love the Lord. I'm telling you, it's cause and effect. And when the Lord's cause become your cause, you'll be sober and vigilant. And not let the devil make inroads into your life. Why should you be sober? Why should you be vigilant? Because the devil, your adversary, as a roaring lion, not as a kitty cat, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. That's why I've got to be sober. The devil was messing with me this week. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Ain't going to mess with you this coming week. Amen. Hello. Yeah. I don't know which form he's coming, but he's coming. Amen. And then when the Lord's cause become your cause, you'll be steadfast. Unmovable. Matter of fact, read that. We're going to close out. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Everybody, 1 Corinthians 15:58. Let's read that and we're going to conclude. 1 Corinthians 15:58. If the Lord's cause, you know why you in and out of church? Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Sometimes you're almost level to the ground. Amen. Because the Lord's cause has not become your because. 1 Corinthians 15. Now, this is the great resurrection chapter. And as he concludes this great chapter on the resurrection, do you know there's going to be a resurrection one day? I want to tell you this morning that if you don't necessarily have to die physically. You might be alive when Jesus comes back. But if you're alive when the Lord comes back, you're going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Is that right? But if you have passed away, the Bible says there's going to be a resurrection. Now, one of the reasons why you ought to be steadfast and not in and out of church playing church games, huh? Because you might mess around and get caught out there. You round here, well, I'm coming back. When? Well, I ain't coming right now. I got to play some more. Huh? Man, I got to get my groove on, man. I ain't through groove. Y'all mighty quiet on me, am I? I'm on somebody's street. Huh? You in church this morning, but your heart ain't here. You ain't ready to give your heart to Christ because. I can tell you why you ain't ready, because the devil's cause has become your because. That's why you ain't ready. See, if you were ready, the Lord's cause would be your because. What does it say, Brother Wyatt? Read it.
Therefore.
My beloved brethren. Watch this.
Be ye steadfast.
Be steadfast. How many want to be steadfast? Amen. Steadfast. Steadfast. I'm solid. You can count on me. I'm dependable. We need faithful folks in the church. We need faithful brothers and faithful sisters and faithful children. Faithful leaders. Read, Brother Wyatt.
Unmovable. Always abounding.
Always making progress.
In the work of the Lord.
Now watch this. Watch this word, for as much. That word literally implies because. That's a because. It's not stated, but it is implied. For as much. That's what it say.
For as much.
For as much as your because. Why should you be steadfast? Unmovable, always abounding in the work of God, for as much or because.
As you know.
Why should I be steadfast as a Christian? Because.
As you know.
Is it all right to be not steadfast? But why we do that? Because. Because,
as ye know,
as much as ye know,
that your labor.
How many this morning know that your labor, what you do for God,
is not in vain.
How many know that? Do you know that you know? Arabian Proverbs say, he who knows and knows he knows is wise. Follow him. He who knows and knows not that he knows is asleep. Awake him. He who knows not and knows not that he knows not is a fool. Shun him. He who knows not and knows that he knows not is a child. How many know this morning? Oh God, how many know this morning? How many know that my cause, the Lord's cause, is my because? I keep holding on because, Wes. I keep running this race because. It get dark sometimes, but I hang in there because I know that my labor in the Lord, Brother Earl,
is not in vain.
Is not in vain. And as I conclude this morning, somebody is in sin this morning. You need to repent. You know why? You know why you ought to repent this morning if you have it? Because there's coming a day in which God is going to judge the world in righteousness by that man that he hath ordained. And he has given us this assurance in that he raised him from the dead. One of the reasons you ought to repent is because Jesus is alive. And one day, whether you ever admit it, you're going to have to stand before him. He's going to ask you why you live the way you live. And you're going to have to discuss your because. When you stand before him, he going to ask you, why weren't you faithful? He'll need you just looking at him. You got to tell him something. Well, Lord, I would have been coming. I just didn't like them folks down there. Huh?
Well, I just quit.
I ain't like the preacher. Preach, Moss. Well, Lord, I was coming. They just hold too long. Really sang too many songs. And Moss, he got to preach like preaching going out of style every Sunday. I used to put good money in that chair, but I don't, you know, I quit doing it. Why? Because. Is that all right? Amen? Let me throw this in. I know you got my back, right? Okay. She said, yes, sir. She got my back. In about a week, we're going to have a year's end service. Some of y'all ain't coming. Because. So I just throw that in. Now, if y'all think we can improve the program, give us a suggestion. Give us something. Amen. Now, I know some of y'all ain't coming because y'all got the party the year in. Preach, Moss. Because. Oh, because. Amen.
Amen.
What better time is it to give my life to Christ than right now?
Amen.
If my life ain't right, what's a better time to get my life right? Why come to the place where salvation is in sin and you leave here in sin? Brother Wyatt read as we conclude, the Holy Spirit said, the day you hear God's voice, harden not your heart. It's a dangerous thing to hear God's voice and to harden your heart. But if you let the devil's cause become your because, you will harden your heart. Amen?
Amen.
But I'm so glad that so many of you beautiful brothers and sisters in Christ, that Christ's cause, you're here this morning. I know you're here.
Amen.
Because Christ's cause has become your because.
Amen.
Aren't you glad about that?
Amen.
Aren't you glad? Ain't the Lord a wonderful Savior?
Amen.
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 And that's why I'm so glad that Christ, on the solid rock I stand, all other ground ain't nothing but sinking sand. Is that all right? And Christ brings out the best in me. I love the Lord. Can anybody say, I really love the Lord? I love the Lord, Brother Spurling, because he first loved me. And the love of the Lord brings out the best in me. Is that all right? Oh, if you can't be a pine on the top of the hill, be a scrub in the valley, but be the best little scrub by the side of the rill. Is that all right? Lord, if you can't be a tree, Sam White, then just be a brush. Is that all right? But be the best little brush that you can be. Is that all right? Lord, if you can't be a highway, then just be a trail. But be the best little trail. Is that all right? Lord, if you can't be the sun, then just be a star. Because it is not by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are. Is that all right? Because Christ, his love brings out the best in me. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Is that all right? While I was yet a sinner, God commended his love toward me. And Christ died for my sin. And that, all right? I don't have a greater friend than Jesus Christ, because greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Is that all right? And his love brings out the best in me. When everybody saw the worst in me, he saw the best in me. Is that all right? And his love brings out the best in me. And somebody ought to say, I've decided to follow Jesus. I decided to follow Jesus. Well, tell me, Sam, what about your because? Tell me about your cause. Is that all right? I decided to follow him because he made me a better man. I decided to follow him because he made me a better Christian. I decided to follow Christ because he made me a better preacher. Is that all right? I decided to follow him for what he's already done for me. I decided to follow him because of what he's doing for me. I decided to follow him because what he gonna do for me. Is that all right? I got my cause in the right place, and though weeping may endure for a night, joy, joy, joy come in the morning. Is that all right? And I'm so glad trouble don't last always. And even though I've been through a lot of stuff, I still can say, Claudia, I still got joy. I still got joy. After all the stuff I've been through, I still got joy. Is that all right? I still have hope. I still have hope. After all the things I've been through, I still have hope. Is that all right? I still have peace. I still have peace. After all, can anybody relate to this? After all the stuff I've been through, stand on your feet. I still, great God Almighty, I still have. This year is almost ending. Has it been a good year for you? Amen. You had your ups and downs, your challenges. Amen. But how many can say, I appreciate Brother Ben Blanson. Amen. Brother Ben told me this morning, I'm hurting this month. But I wasn't going to let Satan win. Isn't that awesome? Amen. Isn't that awesome? Amen. That's what we should say, isn't it? Is anybody here this morning ready to let Christ's cause become your because? Hadn't the devil's cause been your because long enough? Amen. There are some folks you hating on. You got to let it go. I know they did you wrong. Huh? They did you wrong? You feel like cussing them out? Friends are, oh yeah, I can appreciate that. He just keeping it. Oh yeah, I feel like it. I want to cuss him out, but I ain't gonna cuss him out. And you know why I'm not gonna cuss him out? Because Christ's cause has become my because. Anybody here need this invitation? Does anybody here need this invitation? Do you need prayer this morning? You're going through something? Let the church pray for you. Yes, sir. Well, you scared? Well, I would come, but I don't know whether I'd be able to make it. One day at a time. Amen. One day at a time. Is that all right? Amen. Let me show you something. When you bought a car on credit, did you know you're going to be able to live to pay it off? You bought a house. Now, ain't many of us here can afford to buy no house with cash. Amen. Unless you I don't know. looking around, say, what? I'm telling you, we pay it till we get it paid, don't we? Right. So what do? You take one day at a time. So if you're here, if you've been away, it's time for you to come home. Come on home today. Let God's cause become your because by repenting, confessing, and praying. You're not a child of God. You want to be saved today. Hear the gospel. Believe it. Repent of your sins. Confess Christ. And be immersed. We'll baptize you in water. And you can go on your way. rejoicing. Still have joy. Oh, Lord, I still have joy. After all, oh, I still great God, I still have. Oh, Lord, I still have. Oh, after all that I've been through, I what about hope? Oh, Lord, I still have. Oh, Lord, I still have. Yeah, after all that what about peace? Oh, Lord, I still have. Oh, Lord, I still have. Great God, after all. Oh, I. What about joy? Oh, Lord, I still have. Oh, Lord, I still have joy after all that I may be seated. Oh.